Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, Victorious Living. We are so grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Yes, our Heavenly Father. Yeah, who looks upon us, who takes care of us, who is our keeper. He's our guide. Hallelujah. We just give Him praise today. Yeah, this is yours truly, Minister Janice. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be found in His presence, huh? What a blessing. Yeah. He said, where two or three gather, He'll be in the midst. And we just thank Him for you and you and you. Glory to God. Yes, yes. We know that we always start off with our prayer and concerns for our communities, for our families, for our children. Yes, for our mates. We are just blessed today. We just glorify His name. Yes. Oh, and we bless Him. We bless Him. Hallelujah. We bless Him and we thank Him for His many blessings that He showers on us. These are continuously blessings. These are constantly coming. These blessings that He shower upon us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we just thank Him. We thank Him for you. Yes, we do. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We just thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. Yes. Oh, we just give Him praise. We give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to come and lift up our nation, lift up our children, our mates, our wives, our husbands. And, of course, we want to lift up you, the listening audience. Yeah. Yes. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. When things look kind of bleak, and sometimes they do, but oh, we just look at Him. Look at Him. Take our mind off of the situation. Take our mind off of the problem. Hallelujah. Look at God. Look at His Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You, Master. Thanking You, God. For Jesus. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. We give You praise today. Oh, glory to God. We thank You for all the blessings. The blessings that we see and those that we don't see, oh God. We know that You're working it out. We have. And we thank You, Lord. We thank You, God. We thank You, God. Hallelujah. We give You praise, God. We know, God, that when we were sleeping, we were slumbered, oh God, You had angels camped around us for protection, God. And we just want to say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Master. Thank You, God, for Your wisdom and Your knowledge and Your understanding, oh God, that You so liberally pour out to us, the believers, God. And we thank You, Master. We thank You, God. We thank You, God, for Your protection, oh God. As we drive to and fro, God, we thank You. We thank You for that angel, God. Oh, God, we thank You. Master, we ask that You look upon our families, God. The children, God. The husbands, God. The mates. Oh, Master, we're lifting them up to You this day, this very hour, this very minute, God. We ask that You look upon them, whatever they stand in need of, God. If it's healing, Master, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to touch the body, oh God. Touch the mind, God. Touch the emotions, Master. Oh, glory to God that lays many times in a state of weakness. Oh, God. Yeah. Touch it. Bring it up, God, to where You desire it to be, oh God. Grant us a closer walk with You, Master. Grant us more understanding, Master, we ask You, right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, we lift up this nation to You today, God. this nation, oh God, many times that have turned their backs on you, Master, we ask you right now for leadership, oh God, for leadership, oh God. Yes, that leadership that can stand and be an example for us and our children, oh God, to follow. Master, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to look upon us, God. Yeah. To look upon the listeners, God. Those who are listening, those who take time out to hear what you have to say, oh God. Touch their hearts, God. Touch those ears, God. But, Master, above all, let them be doers of your word and not just a hearer. Yeah, let them desire to do what you say. And not just when the show is on, but have a desire and a willingness after the show is over. Glory to God. Yeah. Let this be a desire in their heart that they want to meet more like you, that they want to live a victorious life, that they want to their body, their spirit, their mind, oh God, to be conditioned, to be changed, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise, oh God. We're going to give you all the honor. It's in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Yeah, we thank God. What an awesome God we serve. He is awesome. Yeah, he's awesome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, we know that we have been studying who am I. Yeah, who am I? And we want to just continue in that same spiritual lesson. Who am I? Yes, yes, yes. That's the question. Who are we? Who are you? Do you know who you are? Hallelujah. Who am I? Who am I? Just think with me for at least 30 minutes. Just, can I get you just 30 minutes of your time? If you, even today, if you should lie in court today, whether it's a state court or it's a federal court, you have committed perjury. Now, what is perjury? Yeah, what is perjury? Perjury is a false statement made under oath. Perjury. Now, what is an oath? For those of you who have never gone to court and actually seen a swearing in is when you stand on the side from the judge. The Bible is usually very near and your hand has to go up and you have to declare at that very moment that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Glory to God. Nothing else. Because that is what the court wants. That is what the court desires. The truth. Now, again, if this doesn't take place, the truth, then perjury has actually entered in those doors. Perjury. Yeah. And that is not good. That is not good. So a specific intent to deceive is considered a lie. So you have the scheme, you have the plan that you're not going to tell the truth, that you're going to lie. Yeah. In some states, there's a fine or even imprisonment is required. Perjury should enter into those doors. Well, in the heavenly court, stay with me, things are as simple as can be. Mm-hmm. Very simple. Yeah. Not too much difference. Not too much difference at all. Why? Because a liar will not enter. He can't even come in the door. He don't even have an opportunity to stand and swear or say anything because it's already known through God, our Savior, that this is a liar. Yeah. So you don't get a chance to go to the gates. You don't get a chance to walk in that door. No. Why? Because the scripture said that a liar, he cannot enter. Mm-hmm. Why do some of us lie? That's the question. Why do some of us lie? What is it? Why do some of us tell that little white lie? That's what I grew up hearing, that the little white lie. Could it be innocence? Could it be just an innocent mistake? We are not sure what we are doing. Could that be the case? Mm. Can we be walking in faith and be a liar? Could that take place? Could those two walk hand in hand? Faith and liar? How'd that sound? Faith and a liar. Wow. What do I mean? Where am I going with this? Where am I going? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and verse 7. We're just going to really just hit this real quick. Yeah. I'm going to go to 5 and 1. Let me see. I said 5 and 7. But for we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm sorry. I said 2 Corinthians. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. And it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So it tells us that faith is something we don't see. So you don't see faith. You just, it's a thing that you believe. It comes out of the groin that you have this sincere belief in something. You don't see it. Nothing has materialized. Yeah. A manifestation hasn't taken place, but you believe. Just that strong about something. Look at that. In the Living Bible, it says, that is why we believe by believing and not by seeing. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. Mm-hmm. So what do we mean? What are we trying to say here? Example, uses all the time, but the enemy is, it appears to be a lie. Yeah. And we just want to talk about something that so often we hear the believers say. And the believers say this all the time. He says this. I'm going to role play it, and I want you to hear it. Hi, how are you today? Now, this believer is going through something in their body. Yeah, let me clarify that. They're going through something in their body. Mm-hmm. So for them, they need to say this. It has already been asked, how are you today? And this believer says, blessed and highly favored. So he believes that he's blessed and highly favored in this situation that he's in. He's blessed and highly favored. Mm-hmm. But he has the situation going on in his body. Okay? Stay with me. To you, it may be a walk in faith. Mm-hmm. By saying that, but to Lucifer, to the evil one, to Satan, you are lying. Are you listening to me? And we just want to bring clarity to this. Yeah. Because as a believer, what should we say? What should we say? What should we say when we know that we are in something? Should we profess this particular faith in this manner? Yes. Listen to me. As a believer, what should we say? I may be sick in my body, but I'm walking in the healing in Jesus' holy name. That we should say. Because see, if we say that, we have bring clarity. There is no hidden agendas. Nothing is of a secret because it is known that I trust God. Yeah. Yeah. Sound like Daniel with the in the Hebrew boys, don't it? Yeah, because he's saying here, we know that our God can do it. But if he don't do it, he's still going to be our God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Somewhere, somehow, we have begun to say the wrong thing. Yeah. And so are we walking in defeat or are we walking in victory? Glory to God. We may have good intentions, but don't know how to use the faith walk. Are you listening to me? Amen. Amen. Yeah. And the enemy is sitting back and he's always waiting because he knows what a lie is. He knows liars will not enter. He knows it. So there's always a trick. There's always a crook. There's always somewhere a turn, yeah, to take us off the road where the straight and narrow is. Glory to God. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 4 and 13, and it says, for it is written, for it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore we speak it. So we're not intimidated. The belief that we have, that mechanism that's deep down rooted in us. I'm talking to you, the believers in Christ, who walk by faith and not by sight, who is not moved, not shaken about anything. Yeah. But put all their trust in God. Yeah. Rely on him. No matter what it look like. No matter what come. Yeah. I'm talking to you. Yeah, let me just back up a minute. I just want to tell a story. I remember a while back when I was really learning to walk into this healing, walking into healing and believing and trusting. And so even if we had a headache, any kind of ache that would actually come, we wanted to try it out because we had never did it. But we had been in a service where this had taken place and people were strong in the belief. And they believed that they could touch and lay hands and people would be healed. And so this same faith, we desired it, but we knew we had to practice. We had to practice. We had to try it out. Well, we desired to try it out, so... So one time, this little boy, he must have was two, he had a headache. And for us who were new in Christ, he had a headache. And he came and he was crying and he was saying, my head hurt, my head hurt. And we said to him, We knew this was our chance. This was our opportunity to walk by faith and not by sight. So we laid hands on him, on his little head, and we began to pray over him and speak healing as we had heard it, as the scripture had said, that we had the ability to claim healing in the name of Jesus. So this little boy, after we finished, you know, he was looking at us like we were cuckoo, but we didn't care because we were trusting in God. So he came back to us. We told him, we said, you have to go and lay down. You need to be quiet. Okay, he went and laid down, and we were still trusting and believing in God that his head would stop hurting. And so he got up, and he came back, and he said, my head still hurt. And so we told him, but you have to go and be quiet. And we laid hands on him again. And we believed that he was going to be healed. And we trust and believed God would bring him to a sound sleep. And so it was. It took place. And long and behold, when he woke up, he didn't realize it, but we were watching him. He was 2 years old. We watched him. We wanted to see what he had to say, but we weren't going to ask him if your head was hurting. We wanted to hear him just say something, because we had trust God. We believed in God that he was healed. But again, this was new to us. This was something, our first example of healing for us, personally, us, me and my sister. Yeah. So when he came around to us, we noticed he was playing. He wasn't whining. He wasn't crying. And so we said, oh, look at you. Look at you. And he was happy. And we said, well, how do you feel? And he said, I feel good. That was all we needed. That was it. And that happened a long time ago. And we knew then that the faith walk that we had then, we had to use that faith walk. We had to carry that walk on. So that meant even when he felt that it wasn't working, we believed that it would work. And God did it. Are you with me? Are you listening to me? Glory to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. So we must know. We must know how to speak. And we must know when to speak. And we must know how to speak. Yeah. Yeah. Satan is always waiting. He's always waiting for us to mess up. He's waiting for us to do the wrong thing. He's waiting for to see how we can get off course, so this would enhance his ability to work against us. Yeah. So I believe that God, who raised our Lord Jesus, he will also present us to himself along with you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? See, we have to have this belief. We have to have this mechanism that's in us, that no matter what things look like, we trust in God. Yeah. We've heard it. We've heard it many times. Isaiah 53. Yeah. Isaiah 53. Yeah. Glory to God. And we're going to go to verse 4 real quickly, and it says, yet, I'm reading from the Living. Let me go into the New King James. I'm getting excited, getting ahead of myself. Yeah. Verse 4 says, he was wounded for our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. God. So he was beaten. That's what it's saying here. So He carried our sorrow that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sin. But he was wounded and crushed for our sin, for you and for me. But he was wounded and he was crushed for our sins. Mm-hmm. He was beaten that we might have peace. Are you listening to me? He was whipped and we were healed. So when he got a beating, healing came to us. Are you listening to me? Each stripe that was used, each stripe that bruised him brought healing to us. It brought healing to our bodies. Yeah. Glory to God. Verse 5. And it says here, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, our sins. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and his stripes, I am healed. That's where our belief stays. That's where we resignate. That's where it stops. I'm healed. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, no matter what the body is trying to tell me, I'm healed. I'm healed in my spirit. I'm healed in my soul. I'm healed in my mind. Glory to God. If I got to write it down on a piece of paper and read it over and over and over, I'm healed. This is where we must go. We have to own him. Own our relationship with him. Own his goodness and mercy toward us. Speak this. You speak it into existence. Many times we don't see it, but it's through our belief. Glory to God. That it will come. It will begin to manifest because of our faith. Because of what we say. Because of our words. We don't doubt. We stand in what we believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm happy. I'm happy. Because now I know what to say. Now I know how to say it. Now I know when to say it. Glory to God. Yeah, I know when. I don't have any doubt. I'm not going to lie because I am not a liar. I tell the truth. Because I know that the truth is going to set me free. Glory to God. The truth is what God's word is all about. The truth, the very truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. We thank you, Master, for this day. We thank you, God, for this very opportunity and get an understanding of what your word is saying to us, how it can apply in our life today, right now. We thank you. And we ask, oh God, that you allow us to be doers and not just hearers. And we thank you. Amen. On Sunday evening from 7 to 8 o'clock, God Favorite Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. And I, of course, be blessed in Jesus' name.